Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
This was the same launch control room used for the Apollo 11 mission that she'd watched on TV as a child. And she didn't know it then, but it would be the same room where one day she would stand as the launch director for Artemis.
Why do JD and Turk have a rule about the guests bringing their own toilet paper?
That was loosely based on a story I told about my college roommate named Steve Mack, who whenever we went on spring breaks or on trips, every time he opened his backpack, there'd be toilet paper in there.
It's going to be a challenging year in professional theater. We still see the amateur theater and educational theater is still, it's still out there. Kids are being taught. They're still learning crafts, and they're just learning new skills to enhance that.
On the way, we'll feature samples from these three podcasts today: Making Space, The Female Frontier, Fake Doctors, Real Friends, and The Northern Kentucky Spotlight. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. From the early days of the space race to the greatest scientific breakthroughs of our generation, women have always played a vital role in the history of space discovery. Sometimes front and center, more often than not invisible, these women helped build our understanding of space from the ground up. And you can hear their stories on our first podcast this week, Making Space, The Female Frontier. On this great podcast from CNET, get the inspiring stories of women who fought to carve out a place at NASA, the scientists who were overlooked by the establishment, all the way up to the trailblazers leading the charge in the next age of discovery. You'll hear from six women over six episodes who represent six important eras in space discovery. Check out this stellar clip from an episode of Making Space titled Boots on the Moon. The episode profiles Charlie Blackwell Thompson, NASA's first ever female launch director.
In high school, her physics teacher sat her down and asked her what she'd like to study in college. And still, she didn't know.
And he said, "Have you ever thought about studying engineering? You're really good at math." And I said, "Well, what could I do with an engineering degree?" And he looked back at me and he said, "What couldn't you do with an engineering degree, Charlie?"
It was a life-changing conversation. One simple question that shaped her course, and the question that you hope all young women hear as they're starting to find their way in the world. What can't you do? Charlie graduated high school and went to Clemson University in South Carolina to study computer engineering. In her senior year in 1988, she landed an interview at the Kennedy Space Center. NASA was hiring for its return to spaceflight after the Challenger shuttle disaster in 1986. And as part of the interview, Charlie went to Florida to tour Kennedy. During the tour, she walked into firing room one, where they were preparing for the launch of the space shuttle Discovery later that year. It was another moment that would echo through time. This was the same launch control room used for the Apollo 11 mission that she'd watched on TV as a child. And she didn't know it then, but it would be the same room where one day she would stand as the launch director for Artemis.
I stood there and I listened to a team talk to one another. I listened to them prepare a space shuttle for flight. And I knew in that moment that I stood in that very firing room, the very firing room that we're going to launch Artemis 1 from. I stood there and I knew I want to be a part of this team. I want to prepare spacecraft and rockets. I want to get them ready to go fly. And I want to be a part of this team that does that. And I want to sit in this room one day. I want to earn me a seat here.
A clip from Making Space, The Female Frontier. Join the women of NASA, past, present, and future, on a journey through the stars on Making Space. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Well, if you've been looking for a reason to rewatch Scrubs, we've got it for you right here. Former co-stars Donald Faison and Zach Braff are bringing back the dynamic JD and Turk duo on their podcast, Fake Doctors, Real Friends, with Zach and Donald. The fictional and real-life best buds are back to rewatch the classic medical comedy, breaking down their favorite moments episode by episode. Each week, these BFFs will discuss an episode of Scrubs, sharing behind-the-scenes stories and reminiscing on some of their favorite memories from filming. And they also reconnect with Scrubs superfans and feature beloved cast members for exclusive interviews. Oh, and they've already made it to the fourth season, so now is the time to get caught up. Try out this sample clip from the recent episode of Fake Doctors, Real Friends. Zach and Donald welcome Scrubs creator Bill Lawrence to discuss a classic episode, My Rule of Thumb.
My biggest memory of, and you guys can then drag through the different parts of this particular episode, was I occasionally had times on Scrubs, I'm sure you guys did too, that I'd wander onto set and I wouldn't be sure what we were doing, and then what was happening there would make me think that I was on hallucinogens, or I'd have a moment like, How is anybody letting us do this on television?
Oh my and God, that's so many moments.
Because I had a bunch of things going on in this episode and was working on other things too sometimes. And I strolled down into the apartment set, which was away from everywhere else. And I walked in and Tara Reid was sitting on a throne of toilet paper. And there were like a bunch of male models dancing around. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Yeah. How is this? This isn't something for national television, is it? They're like, no, you guys, it's in the script.
I know. There's some hilarious.
That shit had me
there.
Rolling. Tara Reid dancing and well, doing the shimmy.
There's two
doing
different.
The shimmy.
There's two different Tara Reid. You're conflating two. There's one where she's in a room made of toilet paper, drinking a cocktail out of a toilet paper roll, and then there's another where I'm sort of a studious, nerdy guy reading my book, and she's filled the apartment with male strippers. Who are gyrating all over her.
And she's shimmying.
Yeah.
Throws her hair down.
There's banana hammocks everywhere or something,
yeah.
Right?
There'll be banana hammocks everywhere. Why, Bill, why do JD and Turk have a rule about the guests bringing their own toilet paper?
I think that was...
What was the seed of that idea?
That was loosely based on a story I told about my college roommate named Steve Mack. Who, whenever we went on spring breaks or on trips, every time he opened his backpack, there'd be toilet paper in there. And it just always, by the way, it's like those people that bring their own pillow on trips and you think they're an idiot and then you sleep on the pillow.
Yeah.
And we used to give him shit, you know, like, oh, if you baby your ass, it'll baby you. Like, we get, you know, we used to give him constant shit about it. But then you get to some ski resort or some shitty hotel and they would have like 2-ply sandpaper hanging from a metal thing by the toilet, and Steve Mack would be like, nobody touched my own toilet paper. And I'm like, that's good, that should be a rule for bring your own toilet paper anywhere you go.
A feature from the podcast Fake Doctors, Real Friends from iHeartRadio. For the definitive Scrubs rewatch podcast, check out Fake Doctors, Real Friends. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org/starthere. HEAR. For any tri-state business owners or entrepreneurs looking for a way into the vibrant business community of Northern Kentucky, check out the great local podcast, Northern Kentucky Spotlight. Updated weekly, Northern Kentucky Spotlight shines a light on the interesting stories that our local businesses create every day and keeps you up to date with all the latest business news in the Cincinnati area. Whether you're looking for employers to connect with, potential business partners, or just some new activities for the family, check out Northern Kentucky Spotlight to find it all. Here's a short sample from the episode of Northern Kentucky Spotlight. Blah, blah, blah. Here's a short sample to find it all. Here's a to find it all. Here's a short Kentucky Spotlight to find it all. Here's a short sample from the recent episode of Northern Kentucky Spotlight featuring a Covington staple since 1955. Theater House. For decades, Theater House has been helping bring thousands of productions to life, offering a comprehensive inventory of theatrical supply products like makeup, wigs, stage lighting, props, and much more.
Is there, can you think off the top of your head, like the weirdest thing you've ever heard somebody request?
Oh, wow.
Put me on the spot.
Yeah. So, hard to find weird, like they're all fairly synonymous. I'll tell you, the One of the things we've been able to find a lot of things. So when mm-hmm. people have like very specific requests, we're happy to help uncover things that we didn't know existed, or mm-hmm. or maybe it didn't exist, or we found things. So one of the things we had a request for a steamer trunk, and they didn't know what the name of a steamer trunk was. Okay. And I was like, so, and she explained her production, and she was in Nashville, and we were able to locate that and get a steamer trunk. And that was, quite frankly, out of our wheelhouse. But like when somebody calls and they're desperate, and like that's what great customer service does. And in a time of like where everything is on hold and mm-hmm. and like it's hard to get a hold of somebody and everything's gone to digital relationships, if you call Theater House, you're going to hear two things. The first one's going to be it's a great day here at Theater House. That's the first greeting as soon as you call. The second greeting when somebody answers your phone is going to be it's a great day here at Theater House. We put the human in e-commerce.
Perfect. Yeah. Now, let's talk about that. You know, theater across the country is really, like many industries, had shut down. And maybe unlike many industries, it's really, you know, especially professional theater, we may be looking at next year or beyond. Serving student theater, serving theater across the country, what is the response that you've had and been able to help with those productions that are going on?
Yeah, I think that first is that we're very fortunate. We're in very many, in a ton of schools. Mm-hmm. And that really, even though it may not be like the same level of activity we saw last year, that gives us, we still have enough trickle in business because we're in so many of the schools in the country to help us. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be here for a long, long time. We've mm-hmm. been around since 1965, and we don't plan on going anywhere for a long, long time. And but I think excitingly, when you look at that, whenever you have challenges or pain, what comes out of that is great art. Mm-hmm. And I think that on the backside of this, we're seeing new forms of great art being delivered, whether it's being live streamed and and kids are learning new skills, mm-hmm. like how to tell a story within the context of an online forum versus a live theater. And those skills are things that are going to help behoove their craft as they grow, move forward. And I'm excited by that. And while, like I said, it's going to be a challenging year in professional theater, we still see that amateur theater and educational theater is still out there. Kids are being taught. They're still learning crafts, and they're just learning new skills to enhance that.
Our local podcast feature today, Northern Kentucky Spotlight from the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. Discover all the amazing businesses and services available in Covington and beyond with Northern Kentucky Spotlight. Ready to listen now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and select the podcasts from the menu items. As we wrap up 2020 and begin 2021, let's take a look at the most popular podcasts that debuted during the year, according to the New York Times. Our first, Wind of Change. In this 8-episode audio documentary, Patrick Braden Keefe investigates an irresistible rumor that the CIA composed the Scorpions' 1990 hit, Wind of Change. Keefe's keen reporting and obvious excitement keep your earbuds in, even into the two bonus episodes. The next, Into the Zone. Big, lofty ideas. Life versus death. Native versus migrant. Optimism versus pessimism. Novelist Harry Kunze's free-ranging intelligence and memorable interview subjects to find fascinating stories hidden in plain sight. The third, Floodlines. The 8 episodes in this bone-chilling, blood-boiling, heartbreaking show revisit the events of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, what happened during the 2005 storm, but especially the flooding and corruption loosed in the storm's wake and what remains unfinished. And Passenger List. Now, here's a podcast you should never listen to on an airplane. It's an 8-episode as well, an audio drama thriller starring Kelly Marie Tran from The Last Jedi as the college student Caitlin Lee. A flight with her twin brother on the manifest disappears somewhere over the Atlantic, and Caitlin feels compelled to investigate. Each episode focuses on a different passenger and a different theory, and most of them fairly unlikely. That's Passenger List and some of the top debuting podcasts from 2020. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.